always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. The Southeast is still reeling from Helene, which is now blamed for at least 84 deaths, with hundreds still missing. 2.5 million customers are without power in 6 states, including North Carolina. Here's Governor Roy Cooper.
Restoring communications is critical to saving lives, finding out where people are, and getting in supplies.
Residents in at least one community are being told to boil water, whatever water they do have.
I'm Jim Crisul in North Carolina. It's an increasingly dire situation for the 100,000 residents of Asheville in North Carolina's western mountains. They are at this point isolated after historic flooding from Hurricane Helene. Hundreds of roads and bridges have been washed away, including parts of Interstate 26 and Interstate 40. Supplies, basic supplies, food, bottled water, medical supplies are being airlifted into the city at this point.
In Augusta, Georgia, Mayor Garnett Johnson is warning residents the damage to power lines so severe they won't be getting power back until at least Saturday.
Get an opportunity to spend a little bit more time with your family and your neighbors. Help one another. And just take our time and let's get through this together. And I assure you, we will get through this.
Firefighters outside of Atlanta are battling a massive blaze at a chemical plant that has led to evacuations and the closure of a major interstate. WSB Radio's Jonathan O'Brien.
Fire officials say water from the plant's sprinkler system mixed with a water reactive chemical, causing the fire and sending up massive plumes of smoke that can be seen for miles.
Large plumes of smoke, white smoke, black smoke, even orange smoke.
Conyers resident Neil Campbell. Residents in the immediate area of the facility were asked to evacuate, and all of the northern portion of Rockdale County is under a shelter in place order over fears of chemicals in the smoke.
The Biden-Harris administration continues to urge restraint on Israel's part amid its steady strikes targeting Hezbollah in Lebanon. There's also concern about drawing Iran directly into a conflict. CBS's Charlie Daggett is at the Pentagon with more.
Sources tell CBS News there has been no change in U.S. force posture in the region. I know several defense officials have been meeting at the Pentagon over the weekend to discuss that very issue, but no change since that confirmation that Hassan Nasrallah, the Hezbollah leader, had been killed in that massive Israeli airstrike in Beirut.
The guests are being welcomed with open arms at the International Space Station. The SpaceX Falcon 9 capsule just docked and will bring home astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams when the rotation ends in February. NASA's stuck astronauts welcome the arrival of a SpaceX capsule that'll bring them back to Earth early next year. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Clear skies tonight, lows around 50. Sunny and breezy for Monday, highs near 80 degrees. Winds out of the south, about 25 miles per hour in the afternoon. For Monday night, partly cloudy, breezy, 48. Tuesday, sunshine and breezy, high of 63. Currently, 78 degrees.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
It is National Monte Cristo Day. It's kind of one of those sandwiches. It's like bell bottoms. You just haven't heard about it in like 40 years. But it got me thinking, what's a sandwich that's totally overrated? I'm going to go first. The Philly cheesesteak.
Really?
Yeah. And I'll tell you why. Because I'm spoiled. Because in Wisconsin, we have the brat packed with tons more taste than a Philly cheesesteak.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
The Second Amendment is designed to keep the power in this country with the people.
It's not the Second Amendment that preserves power in the people. It's elections, you moron. A dictator like Donald Trump that is a king and immune from prosecution, that is what erodes democracy. Kamala Harris and Uncle Tim Walz, they own guns. Nobody's coming for them. Chillax, Glenn. Get yourself some facts.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night. I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel all right. You know I work all day to get your money to buy a thing, and it's worth it just to hear you say you're gonna give me everything. So why on earth should I moan? Cause when I get you alone, you know I feel okay. When I'm home, everything seems to be right. When I'm home, feeling you holding me tight, tight, yeah. It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night, I should be sleeping.
Welcome once again, my friends, to the show that never ends. It's Seth Faces the Music, and it is as inevitable as day turning into night. That's right, we've already done the daytime. Now let's turn and look at the night. When secrets are revealed, when love is shared, and a topic that many, many people have written songs about. And today, we're going to be playing those. So join me, won't you, as we face the music together. We started off with the same song we did for day, Hard Day's Night by the Beatles, and we are going to stay in the 1960s. One of the great guitarists of all time, from his Dynamite album, Electric Ladyland, here's Jimi Hendrix with Long Hot Summer Night.
Cold, cold winter storm. For my father, all those inside. Everybody's on fire, but I'm snowing in a cold blizzard. Where are you when it's a hot, cold summer? Where are you when it's a hot, cold summer? Where are you when it's a hot, cold summer?
Rescue me! Rescue! It's not a drug trip, so you feel a bit insulted. Spacewalk is like a spacewalk with the corresponding way. Lost and you're nothing but air with your hand in the air and your shoelaces tied up together with care. There's a feeling of boredom, of the big whoredom, following dressing up in the nightgown of the sun and moon. How the windows lean into the
was John and John from Lincoln, Massachusetts, also known as They Might Be Giants, with Nightgown of the Sullen Moon. Before that, we had those 90s stalwarts Gin Blossoms with Pieces of the Night. And before that, we had Madness with Night Boat to Cairo from their excellent debut album, One Step Beyond. Stay tuned to Seth Faces the Music, everyone, because coming up after the break, we have a song that was written by Bruce Springsteen, first recorded by Patti Smith, and recorded as recently as a couple of years ago by The Midnight. We're going to play the version that's most famous coming up here on WFHR.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Pull me close and try and understand. Desire is hunger, is the fire I breathe. Love is a banquet on which we feed.
Because the night belongs to us.
The great John Lee Hooker with Every Night. Before that, we started off the set with 10,000 Maniacs from their mega-selling Unplugged album, Because the Night, of course, written by Bruce Springsteen. That was also Natalie Merchant's swan song with the group. She went on to have a very successful solo career. Speaking of successful solo ladies, up next we have a jazz, well, I guess the only thing to say is she's a Renaissance woman. She plays a mean piano. She has a great singing voice. She picks the best tunes. She's even married to Elvis Costello. What more could you want? Playing the old standard, The Night We Called It a Day, here's Diana Krall.
There was a moon out in space, but a cloud drifted over its face. You kissed me and went on your way. The night we called it a day. I heard the song of the spheres, like a minor lament in my ears. I hadn't a heart left to pray. The night we called. Thank you.
of song. No bluer was he than I. The moon went down. Wasn't a thing left to say. The night we called it a day.
It is chastising me. I was so cold, what have become of me? Take all your limbs and wrap them round your neck, so they will laugh at your predicament. All of the boys and girls, all people in this world, give me a dream and I will give you my word.
Chase the morning light till all of this.
The trio of Hannah Reid, Dominic Dot Major, and Dan Rothman, they go by the name of London Grammar. And that was I Need the Night from their most recent album, Californian Soil. Stay right here, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back to Seth Faces the Music, we have a song from the breakout album of a drummer for a very popular band at the time, and it made him even more popular than ever. Find out who it is when we come back to WFHR.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news talk and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. It's worth a look. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great-tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Clear skies tonight, lows around 50. Sunny and breezy for Monday, highs near 80 degrees. Winds out of the south, about 25 miles per hour in the afternoon. For Monday night, partly cloudy, breezy, 48. Tuesday, sunshine and breezy, high of 63. Currently, 75 degrees.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
I'm
waiting for the night to fall. I know that it will save us all. When everything's dark, keeps us from the start. Reality. I'm waiting for the night to fall. When everything is bearable, and there in the steel, all that you feel is tranquility. There is a star in the sky.
one of the few heavy metal bands that I can handle. That was Ghost with Waiting for the Night to Fall. And careful listeners will know that that is a cover from an old Depeche Mode song. Interesting. And before that, we opened up the set with Phil Collins and One More Night. Speaking of covers, I have a nice one here from a song written by Robbie Robertson of The Band. They did their own version, but I have to say I like this one just a little bit better. Here's Joan Baez with The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down.
Virgil Kane is my name, and I drove on the Danville train till so much cavalry came and tore up the tracks again. In the winter of 65, we were hungry, just barely alive. I took the train to Richmond that fell. It was a time I remember oh so well. There goes the Robert E. Lee. Now I don't mind, I'm chopping wood, and I don't care if the money's no good. Just take what you need and leave the rest. But they should never have taken the very best.
Hometown News Talk and Sports Station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is locally grown radio, WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.